people get married, the friends and neighbors around all get together to give them a real rollicking good time. Rough time sometimes. They get together with horns, cowbells, old saws out of an old sawmill, anything they can make a terrible noise with.
When does the skimmelton start?
Well, usually after dark, after a couple thinks that everything's all okay and they're going to have a nice rest. I have known them to go as late as 8 o'clock. And I have known, years ago, they used to play real bad pranks. I know of a neighbor when I was just young. he doesn't let me know. We had a next door neighbor, and their daughter got married. And they was some of got a little rough. They got drinking. Sometimes some of the folks would bring drinks along. And they put pepper down the chimney and then stuffed it with bags on top to get the cover to come out. And, oh, they used to put different smelling things. I heard them tell about one time they caught a skunk and dropped the scent bag down the chimney to get the couple out. that was a dual fall. Eureka used to think of all those things. His name was Freda Smith. Freda Smith, you heard of.
Freda Smith.
He was relation to Edson. He married Edson's sister.
And then when they come
they
out.
They ought to, didn't they?
When they come out, then what happens?
Well, they come out. Sometimes they kiss the bride, and sometimes they make them believe they're going to carry her away. And, usually they carry it on till they invite them in the house and have refreshments. Usually consists of cake. Used to always cake and pie and candy. Maybe sometimes a regular supper.
Didn't they give them money sometimes?
Sometimes.
They didn't make noise until the couple came out and gave them money, and then they'd buy things.
Well, the refreshments, that was more the custom in other sections than it was right around our locality. Most always, our locality, they would be planning on furnishing them refreshments and so forth.
Now, would you tell us that story? This is one of Ms. Robinson's tricks.
Whether it's trick or not, but I was up at my aunt's, and my uncle's brother had gone to get married. My aunt and uncle took him and his girlfriend to get married. They went to Allenville, so I stayed with the children while they were gone. While they were gone, I was over at another aunt's, and she gave me some ideas, so when I went back home, I took the bed all apart where this fellow and his bride was going to sleep that night. And I went down to the wagon house and I got some cowbells and sleigh bells and whatever I could find that would make noise. And I got all the tin leads I could find out of my aunt's pantry. And I took them and I wired them on the under part of the springs. And then I put the mattress back on, and there was some hooks on the springs, and I hooked them in the tops of the mattress so it would be difficult for them to get the mattress off. So when they went to go to bed, they throwed their suitcase on the bed. And you can imagine what a sound they heard. Mm-hmm. Well, then they had to take about an hour and a half to get all that stuff off, because they had to clip it off with the wire clippers, because it was difficult to get out of the springs. So then they went to bed, and after they'd all gotten bed, I took some bells. When I went up to bed, I took some bells out of the hall. They had took these bells and laid in the hall, where they thought they would take them back to the shed in the morning. So I took some along to bed with me. After they got in bed, I took the window out and I wrapped them on the side of the house, which appeared to be in the back. So they thought that somebody had come to give them skimmelton. They out of the bed, and this fall he swore at his wife because she didn't hustle. He thought she wasn't hustling. They'd make more noise around. So he grabs his box of cigars and box of candy and runs out, and there's nobody there. So my aunt and uncle, they got up. They all got up and dressed and came out. So my uncle said, well, they sound like my horse bell. They sound like my cowbell. And he says, I'll bet it was Biggie. That was my name, what they used to call me. So my aunt says, well, I don't hardly believe so, because those windows was nailed shut upstairs. So she came upstairs with a little lamp. They used to have a lamp that you could hang out. You put your finger through a hole and hang out and carry it. And she held that right down close to me. Of course, I was fast asleep. And then she went back downstairs. She says, no, be fast asleep. You sound asleep. So after they got all settled in bed and everything was quiet again, why, I had to do it over again. I had them out of bed 3 times that night. next morning, my uncle, he ciphered out who it was because he said it was his cowbell and his horse bell. He knew them by the sound of them. I never told them who'd done it. They had their ideas. And that fellow, yeah, is Clark Ryan. He lives on the road, the Pekinus Road. Every once in a while, he asked me about if I'd terminated anybody lately.
were there Halloween tricks still?
Yes, they were Halloween tricks. We were never allowed to do them very much on Halloween. We used to one time we had a sleighing party. This wasn't a Halloween trick. We had a sleigh riding party, and from my folks's clear down to the flat, the main road, we could ride a mile and a half very near on hand sleigh, and it was a nice grade.
Just close for a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't go too fast. So that was one of the main things. If there was sleighing at all, we was sleigh riding. And there was 2 neighbor children on one side and one on the other, and then 2 to the foot of the hill. Well, as soon as one started riding downhill, why, we'd start in and each one take a lantern and set along the way in the dangerous places. So we had to go past the cemetery. So we set a lantern on the cemetery wall, and we didn't think anything of it. Then we had a big set of bobs. And we had one lantern on the front of those bobs. And as that light came down the hill on those bobs, it would go past that light on the wall. There was an old man staying in the house on the flat right below us. And when his son and daughter was away at the time, when they came home, he was all worked up into a terrible condition. He said that he seen there was something terrible going to happen because he seen 2 lights upon the cemetery. And he said somebody was there, and sometimes it was one light, and then there was a lot of lights. And he said they were just there running around up there over the cemetery to beat the band. So that stopped her putting lights on the cemetery. Because that old man's son, he forbid us to put any more lights there. We couldn't put no more lights there because the old man was sick.
How would you have these parties? Would a lot of people come together for the sleighing?
Well, there were usually 5, 6, 7 of us. And we had a sleigh, just an old-fashioned sleigh like we had up in the yard up there home, and we took the fills and turned around backwards. We'll take the fills and turn around backwards, and you can pull on the fills, one on each side, and you steer the sleigh with it. So they couldn't the whole bunch of us get in that, and we could go down the hill, and then we'd have to take turns pulling it back. We had a lot of fun riding downhill that way. And then we had a big like a butter bowl, it was round, and you get 2 or 3 of us into that, and that would just curve you right around and around and around and around. You never knew which way you was going. You hit a piece of grass. If you was going around this way, you hit a piece of grass, and you go around the other way. And it would just make you so dizzy when you got down the foot of the hill, you couldn't get out. Then finally, one day, we hit a stone, and that thing broke right in 4 pieces, and we went down over the hill. I don't remember. There were so many.
Were there any other any times a year when you had special celebrations, special things would happen that you can remember?
Well, I don't
like
know.
At Christmas, what
would you say? Oh, Christmas time. We always, when I was a youngster, we always went to Grandpa Smith's. And from the time I can first remember until I was 16 years old, we always spent Christmas with Grandpa. And my father's brothers and sisters would always come there. And then I had only one aunt on my mother's side, and it's the aunt that's with me now. We always spent New Year's Day either there or at my folks'. We went to my aunt's. We always went with oxen to sundown, about 5 miles. We go come with oxen.
Would you go fishing when you were young?
Not very much. Once in a while we went fishing, but not very much.
Hunting?
Some. We used to hunt woodchucks with a dog. We had a wood dog, and he'd chase a woodchuck in a stone wall, and we'd go dig him out. And when they got him out, then we'd hit him over the head with a club and kill him that way. And they used to hunt woodchucks a lot then, and hunt skunks a lot.
Would you hunt skunks?
I have went with my brother. Mm-hmm. I used to carry the iron. We had a dog, and the dog used to run them. And then when we come to them, I'd hold an iron while my brother hit him over the head with a stick. They used to catch quite a few. Really, they couldn't shoot a skunk. If they did, why, that would spoil the hide, so they'd have to be killed with sticks. We had, I think, as much fun riding downhill, because Mother used to, lots of times, put out a popcorn party. We'd have what we called a popcorn party. After we got through riding downhill, we'd all go to the house and pop popcorn. And it would be what we raised ourselves, and we'd have just loads of it. And then we used to make black molasses candy and pull that. Each individual would have his own molasses candy to pull. And it usually wound up with the girls having molasses candy most of it in their hair. That was when I think we used to have the most fun.
What about school? Do you remember about school? Any stories about school?
Well, not too much in school. I always try to be pretty good in school. I don't remember ever getting mad but once. Then we had a teacher from away somewhere, and she was kind of partial. I just didn't like her. There was no liking her because I didn't like her. Nothing could make me like her. No matter how good she'd been to me, I wouldn't have liked her. She was the only teacher I ever had that I didn't like, and the only teacher I ever had and had any trouble with. And that was the only time that I ever had any trouble in school. She told me, she gave a class of seven of us a poem, just one verse. I could learn it if I'd wanted to in due time. But she said, now you must learn that poem, and I want you to recite it in such a length of time. Well, I went to class, and there was a boy in school, and he never got his lessons. And she let him go because she was afraid of him. She didn't dare do anything to him, so I was sore about that. So I made up my mind I wouldn't learn the poem either. Well, there was the other five got up and recited it, but I didn't know. No, there was one other girl. This Eunice Williger that was at Grant Brooks's the other day was the girl. She didn't know it, and it was hard for her to learn, to memorize the poems anyway, and she didn't know it. So she said, she started in crying right away. Well, I was too mad to cry, I didn't care. So this teacher had a fall that stayed with her as they boarded. And he used to come to school every night to meet her. Well, this Twilliger girl, she thought that this fall probably would beat us or something, you know, if we disobeyed the teacher. So when we got to, she let the rest of the children out, and we stayed. And she said, when the rest of the children got gone, I said to Eunice, we're going home. And she says, you're not. So she got in the door. When she got in the door, I just pushed her right out. I went right on. Well, the other girl followed me. And the fellow, his name is Kirkendall, he was outside, and Eunice, she was terribly scared. She thought sure that he would beat us, you know, but he didn't touch us. I went home while I was a week getting over.
Did the teacher whip pupils in those days?
Yes, they did. We didn't get anything for it. The trustee was a good friend of mine, and I had never disobeyed before, so that everything was with me, not with her. I wouldn't have blamed her if she had with me, but she was a person that I just simply didn't like. She had only two or three that she was real partial to, and then some of the ones that she didn't dare say anything to, there's one older boy, and he could do anything, he could use bad talk or anything, and she didn't say anything, and I didn't like that. That's the only time I've had any trouble in school.
Do you remember any of the political campaigns or anything around there?
Oh, yes. I remember when they used to have election day, presidential. They would parade up and down the road. They'd drive 5-6 miles from Greensville down to the county line. The county line was right below where my folks lived. And they'd drive up and down the road and sing songs, political songs, and make noise, shoot off guns, make a big time.
Did they have torchlight parades?
Yeah, they always had lights. They used to make them by taking a kerosene cloth and wrapping tight around the stick. And you remember them. He lived farther back on the hill. It wasn't visible so much from their place as it was from ours. We could see from where we lived the main road.
Did you ever go bear hunting with your father?
No, I never went bear hunting. I seen bear though. I've seen them out wild. I wasn't very old when I seen the first bear. Out long, I was about halfway between Lackawack Hill, the place where we own, and Sundown. And it's very steep. It comes right down to Lowe's Corners. And my father had a woodlot in there, and of course I knew this woodlot real well because I'd been in there a lot with him. And I was going down through there, and there's blackberries. Oh, what blackberries. They used to grow way over top of your head, and they'd be quarts of blackberries on one stem. And I heard a noise as I was going down through this place, and I looked up, and there stood a bear, just a little ways away from me. He stood right up on his hind feet, and he had one paw up over the bush and holding it down, eating off from it with his mouth. And so my mother always said, if you see anything like that, never run. Just walk right on as though nothing ever happened. So I walked along as best I could, quietly, and when I got out of sight, then I said, like, do your duty, and I hustled. Can you do that?
No. No, I just did it like that. Just like that. When it was raspberries.
Yeah.
There's a boy and a girl with raspberry picking. And all of a sudden this big bear stood. And they were about 4 or 5 and they didn't know much about bears. So they ran and the bear just stood stock still.
Well, that reminds me.
How long did you stay on the sled when you were sleigh riding?
Oh, it used to take a half hour sometimes. You go right on and on and on. It's just according to how fast the sleigh went.
You can imagine if in the snow you could start from the social hall and go right almost down to Phoenicia. See, it's all downhill.
And we had a lovely place to ride. We've got a nice place where we live now to ride downhill.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, you'd get up a terrific speed there, though.
Yes. Well, up on the hill, there's up above our house, there's a place where you go back up on the hill and come down to the barn.
Mm-hmm. You know, Norman, nice place. 50th Street, you know, that hill? That's terrific.
Yes, that's a wonderful hill.
It makes me think of a story you tell about the bear in the raspberry patch. There was a fall. He came over from overcrossed. I think he was Polish descent. And he never seen a skunk over here. He didn't know what they were. And he went to a place to work where there was rich people, and they had lots of berries, he said. And he went down to the berry patch to pick the missus some berries, and oh, he seen these little kitties. Oh, he said, they were such nice little kitties. They were so black, and they were so white, and had such nice markings. Oh, had V's on their back. So he says, I didn't know what to do with them. And he said, I thought I'd take the missus a prize. So he says, I caught one, and I put it in my berry pail. It was all very nice, he says, till I got very near the house. And he says, a dog come down along the path. And he said, I guess the skunk sniffed the dog or something. He says, oh, if you could ever been there. He says, the missus wouldn't let me come near the house, and she wouldn't let me go near the barn. She made me go out and change my clothes. She throwed me out some clothes, and then I had to take my clothes and bury them. And so the smell would draw. That's what he got with picking up a kitty.
How deep is the snow in the winter?
Oh, my, sometimes way over my head.
Do you remember when you couldn't get out and couldn't get to town or anything like that?
Yes, I do. We had 3 weeks, 3 years ago, wasn't it, Howard, that we couldn't get out with a car? We could get out. We took our mouth to the schoolhouse for a while. We could get down the hill. We couldn't get out. And all we had to take it, the winds blew so that it would blow the snow right in before you could get a car out. And we had to take it with the horses through the fields.
Could you ever go through those fields?
Well, we'd go where the snow was the thinnest, where the wind would blow the snow off.
In the city, I heard my friend, the snow was blowing off against her door, and it piled up halfway, and she couldn't get out for about 5 days.
We got up one time when we lived up on a mountain. We got up in the morning and our windows, they were all drifted in, weren't they, in the kitchen? There wasn't any of the windows that you could see out of in the kitchen. And it was up, well, very near to the top of the door. That was up where we was telling you about that, where we was caretakers at the time. And it had blowing the stack. There was an extra stack on the top of the chimney. And it blew that stack off in the chimney. And where our fumes from the gas came right out of the front of the stove, and then I tried to build a wood fire, and the smoke blew right out. And I had to cook our Sunday's dinner on the living room stove. It was a sheet iron stove. I had to put everything in a big dish pan and sink it in the stove, the top of the stove, in order to cook our dinner.
In those houses where there weren't furnaces or anything, the bedrooms got pretty cold sometimes.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And freeze oftentimes.
In the city, our car, every time there's a winter storm, you see all the other cars, they skid along the road when ours is stuck in the dryer. It won't move.
Is that right?
Every time
we
want to get out, another
storm.
Cold.
We better start talking about summertime.
They have big plows, snow plows.
Oh, and they can
you
get out? You
gotta
go to school.
Yes, you gotta go to school. Up at our place, some of you probably was up there. I don't know whether there's any of these up there or not, was there?
No, I don't think so.
Quite a long hill, and there wasn't any time but what we could get down, of course. But we did leave the car at the foot of the hill a couple times so the snowplow came, but the snowplow come and that cleans the road right out.
When you talked about
barrel staves out of barrels, vinegar barrels and heavy barrels, where they were made of oak. And you take four staves and nail together, and some of them took a board and nailed on top of two staves, ride downhill onto them. Them you can't steer. You get a nice ride on them. There was another thing. You take a barrel stave and put a stick about foot high, wasn't it, Harry? And put a board on top of that and brace that stick to the stave. They was a nice thing to ride.
was it fun for children around sap making?
Yes,
time?
It was. We used to have fun too. We had a dog that was crazy for maple syrup, and we used to sugar what they call sugar off, make maple sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And before it was stirred, if you drop it in snow, it'll harden up awfully hard. And then we'd give that to the dog. And the dog would shed his teeth down onto it, and then you couldn't get them open.
I got a box of that.
And the people used to, years ago, have a sugaring off party. And they'd sugar off in the pan outdoors, and everybody get around and have a dish of maple sugar.
And the maple sugar is very sweet, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I just had a box of it up in camp.
You did? We had maple sugar.
I had maple sugar on visiting, and there was a man, the only man. I got it. My mother said when I talked to her, she wished we were in the Catskills or somewhere, or Vermont, where we could get that maple syrup, and I'd chew it so I'd shut up. Too much noise.
We make our own maple syrup every year.
Did they have to use any kind of special maple?
Hard maples are the best.
Were there any rhymes or anything that children used at each other? Say when you wanted to make fun of somebody or something like that.
We weren't allowed much to do that, not among ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And about the only thing we was allowed to do was just little pranks. We used to get one of our worst things for mother was carrying water. We used to have a big tub in the back kitchen where we kept cans of milk, and it was about 8 foot long and 3 foot wide. And if somebody just started throwing a little water, usually ended up in milk cans full.
What were some of the rhymes that you used for counting off for games? I wonder if they're the same as the ones that the children know. Do you remember any of them?
Well, we used to play games. I've really forgotten the games we used to play at school.
Or were there any rhymes when you skipped rope or anything like that, if you remember?
No, really, I've forgotten all of them that we used. Skip rope, that really didn't exist in those days. No, no, I never seen children until I was quite grown before I ever seen children skip rope.
What sort of game? You don't remember the game that you played?
Oh, scatter sheep used to be one of the
Scatter sheep, how was that?
Well, they had a den. We used to have a den called a stone in front of the schoolhouse door, the den. And the children would all go around back to the schoolhouse. And they had one, of course, we always called it. And there'd be one on each corner. And you had to go around far enough to see over half of a person's body. And, of course, as soon as you went around to see where they was, the rest would all scatter the other way. And if you seen over half a person, you run back and holler scatter sheep, because you'd caught that one. You had to mention that one's name. Then they came out. And you'd keep right on doing that till you got the whole bunch of them. And then the first one you caught would be it for the next game.
That's just like hide-and-go-seek.
It is.
Is it fun?
Yes, we thought it was. We used to play hide-and-go-seek. We had a woods right in front of the schoolhouse. And there was laurel and small hemlock into it. So we had lots of fun. Just we'd go out and hide. We'd leave somebody by the schoolhouse door counting. And when they counted 100, we'd be hid.
100 by ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we'd be in the hemlocks and in the laurels, and it'd take quite some time to find us.
Did you climb up the tree in the hemlocks?
Sometimes we used to climb up saplings. Anyway, I had not told this. Climb up small saplings, small trees, and get up very near the top, and then let them bend over with us.
On the floor to the shower, house, you can put the, you know, the cots are under there. You just open the side up, and you go right in. It's a neat place. Some people know it already, and they come.
Do they have a regular little red schoolhouse like they
in? It used to be red, but it's white now.
But it's a one. It was a one-room school, wasn't it? And how did it work with them?
When I started going to school, we had benches, same as these are here.
No,
not just but they are. And they were more crudely made than those are. They never seen.
Boy, then one side of the benches and girls on the other
side. We had the bad boys mixed with the good girls and the bad girls mixed with the boys.
Oh, that's the way it was.
Where they used to ring. You done something. Are you set among the... I would be set among the good band if I did.
The guys
were
good. The girls
were good. That's quite nice.
Did you have dunce caps?
No, we felt bad enough without having dunce caps.
Oh, boy.
I had to set... stand in the corner once in school. I had my cousin on school with me. There was a knot hole in the seat. She kept sticking her finger down in there. Finally, she stuck it so far down in that she couldn't pull it out. So I laughed, and I laughed while the teacher made me stay in the corner because she didn't think it was funny.
Why didn't she put your finger in her mouth? That's right,
Taylor. But it doesn't seem possible. Like a wacky hole. Furnished. Those 35 children. There was houses up there now where you wouldn't realize.
Well, now they're practically no children there.
Yes, they're getting quite a school again. I think, how many did Dorothy say there was? 15. Anyway, 15. And there wasn't only one for a long time.
I thought for a while that we were going to have, there's a school at Sholem that has some of the old-fashioned, real old benches.
Yes.
But they've already been spoken. For. I thought we could get them and have them here. It would be nice for children to see them, but they're already spoken for.
They used to build the seat, the benches a little wider than these are, and then the old desks, they weren't really smoothed off. They were pretty rough. And then, of course, years they brought through them, and they'd be marked.
Got their initials on them?
Yes, and they'd be rough. You couldn't do any drawing onto them or anything like that. You always had to put down a piece of cardboard or something to, if you wanted to do any drawing. But then when I was 12 or 13 before we ever had patented seats. We always had those.
Was any of the boys caught putting their initial benches?
Oh, I don't know, but there was two once that been skunk hunting and put something in what they called the aerating fixture in the school. It was down under the floor and opened up under the stove. And that teacher that I was telling you about, there was some other one from the school that didn't like her either. So those boys, they took... She always froze because she'd open up this aerating thing, she always called it, under the stove and let the cold air right in under the stove. So the boys took this package and put it in that thing under the stove. And then we had it closed. It was warm after that. They didn't want to open. She didn't want to open that.
What, is there a skunk in there?
Well, it was just worse than this. It was a skunk.
What was it?
The scent of a skunk.
Are they
That's easy. Huh? Well, the skunk scent is in a little sack, right at the roots of his tail. When it throws its tail up, it squirts that scent out.
I thought it was a smell.
No, there's a real
liquid.
It's a real liquid.
Mm-hmm. Does it smell very bad?
Does it? You want to smell?